It's your girl, Little Mo, and welcome to the Little Mo Show. I'm your host, and this is my co-host.
It's your boy, Skeet Carter. It's going down. It's 2018 now, sis.
2018 is already litty.
Already lit.
You already know. We have a great show for you today. Have some special guests. Now, usually we start off with the entertainment segment and give you, like, all the know and all the tea and all the things that's going on in the world. But because one of our guests today is from radio, I got to get her take on it, her spill on it. All I got to say is everybody acting racist, everybody feelings hurt, everybody blackfacing, everybody damn near coning in 2018. We need Harley 2-3 months in.
We got the juice, but we're going to talk about everything right now because it's going down.
Because I'm getting hot.
I know, I see. We just started. Why are you hot already?
I was driving by my deodorant.
Listen, man, what you want to talk about first?
Matter of fact, let's set it off like this and then we'll get their opinion. You saw what happened with that company. It's only two letters. It's the letter before I,
okay,
the letter before N.
Okay.
I'm not going to even give them no free shout out because everybody took some other letters and put shame.
Yeah, they did.
Well, you tell what happened.
What I saw was a young black, you know, a child.
He was probably like 8.
He was about, his head was, he had a little big head. He was like about 8 and a half.
I thought it was you on there. I was like, look at little Ski. Look at little Ski.
It wasn't me.
Nah.
But he looked nice. He had his baby oil on and everything. He was looking good.
Wait a minute. What's up with the baby oil?
He was glistening. It's something about the light. When you got the baby, when you chocolate, you got to put, you know.
Why is that?
That's what parents do. It's either Vaseline or baby oil.
Or you have to be shiny or ashy. There's no in between.
And it's winter time, you got to shine. All right, you got to glisten. And he was glistening. And everything was good till you looked down at the sweatshirt. And at the sweatshirt, what it say?
It said, coolest monkey in the jungle.
That's what it said. I thought somebody was playing.
I thought somebody was playing.
It was a joke.
If I was their PR, I would have said, was a joke.
No, but you know the crazy part is, you know the parents saw the hoodie after they took the pictures. You know the parents saw it. They had to take the picture and say, here go your son. They was like, oh.
But then they saw that check and they probably was like,
yeah, that was cool. He beat a monkey. That's what they said.
What he said? What they said?
He beat a monkey for the money. That's what they said.
Now let me ask you this, because even though Twitter and all social media, everybody was in an uproar, a lot of comments that I saw, people said, why so sensitive? What's wrong with that? If it's a little other nationality young boy, right, and he wore the shirt, they wouldn't be upset. Why is it that the African-American community is so mad that it said coolest monkey in the jungle? It's not like we don't wear, my kids wear shirts with monkeys on it.
I know, but it's not cool for you to be a company that, you know, controls what you put out. You know how big this could be. So if you thought that it was okay to say monkey on a young black man's shirt, but something's wrong with the
company. I dress my sons in shirts that say monkey and around,
okay,
stuff like that.
Cool, you chose that as your African-American child to wear that. They're choosing that, but you know, this would be nice on you. You go on the website, you can look at the shirts.
Well, they've since taken it down.
Sometimes you click it, it'll change to another.
They've since taken it down, but something tells me that the shirt is sold out. Because a friend of mine that's a lawyer, she posted something, and I was just like, oh, gosh, she looks so amazing. She said what she thinks happens, because before anything can even get past the photo shoot stage and get to our eyes, I have to go through so many things. So it's the photo shoot, everybody cut the check, then it gets approved, then it goes on a website, and I'm pretty sure some more other things that go in between there. But before it hit the website, what they said was in that daggone board meeting, we know it's gonna cause an uproar because it's a chocolate little boy and it says monkey, and we look at the state of America right now between everything that's going on.
Right.
So let's use that as free publicity, because no publicity is bad publicity. So whether it's good or bad, people still gonna go click on the site, and we're gonna get them clicks and we're gonna get them views, which everybody wants it. So we were actually used.
Yeah.
So honestly, whoever put it out there, I saw a couple of celebs retweet it and post it up, but what they did was they took off the monkey thing and it said king of the world.
Right.
I'm so glad that they say king of the jungle, because it's almost like the man or yeah.
Right.
I get it.
You know what? You know a good thing about it? This young man will be known, though.
He gonna get some more work.
Yes, he will. He would be, and yeah, he would.
So, I said all that to say this. Okay, so we see what happens. And so basically, he wasn't coerced or forced in the situation.
No.
I honestly think that when he went in there, his parents went in there, they probably was like, we don't think nothing's wrong with it.
Nothing.
Should we start a GoFundMe for him?
We could. Why not? They do it for other people.
Hello?
Hello, goodbye.
Because he should get on the internet and start crying. Why did people say this about me? Why did they think this about me?
He was good. He's cool. He got money. They good. But we could start a GoFundMe. You know what I mean? Like, you know.
I can't wait to see what the girls have to say.
He gonna be the man. I can't. He really gonna be the man. His mom be like, you little monkey, you at the house. He be like, you little. He like, who's the monkey? I did. He paid the bills that
you
month.
You
want to
know what's crazy is?
What?
We can sit up here, we could clown all day, and we can make jokes amongst us. But soon as somebody else say something,
because
it might have been a black person that actually. Did the photo shoot that came up with the idea? We don't know.
Right? He like,
but as soon as you put it out there,
yeah, she took the picture.
Because you know
all
we shop at that store,
right?
And I done spent money in there because we don't celebrate Christmas. But the day after Christmas, when everything was 70% off, I racked up.
So
my kids wear that all the time.
So are you stopping? You're not going to shop there anymore?
I'm shopping there.
Oh, all right. That's what
I ain't say. I wasn't going to shop there now.
Cool. Because some people saying that.
Because I get the hookup.
Oh, me too. That's what I'm saying.
Open up email address because you get 30% off one item. Mm. Oh, I'm not going to stop shopping there, but you know what? As much as I want to be upset,
right.
I can't be because this right here is an eye-opener. We spent $1.7 billion, or was it trillion? African-Americans spent $1.7 billion last year alone.
Right.
Bitch, if y'all take that money and spend it on your own, like,
yeah, you could,
my
you
homeboy
could
just dropped off his clothing line he has with DJ Envy. It's called My God Versus My Enemies.
Right.
Why don't we spend the money on that? It's not expensive. We'll ask a discount. Like, if you were selling this, right. I'd be like, yo, let me get that for the love.
Right.
Why don't we ask discounts among ourselves, but we'll go
discount.
Patronize a company that we think was blatantly disrespectful? They've since issued an apology, and, you know, I'm not even mad.
Apology was
because that
written.
Stuff is nice, but at the end of the day, I'm Team Zara all day because you lit.
Oh yeah, this is.
And I shop at boutiques anyway, but my kids still gonna wear their stuff because them three for $9.99, buy two get one free, y'all. Because the way my sons tear up things is crazy.
Right.
But we have a special guest with us today.
Yes, we do.
Angela Yee and the Lip Service Crew.
Mm.
And like I mentioned before, since she does radio, I want to get her take on it. How did they handle it?
Right.
As well as, because Lip Service is known for their sexual content. Let me tell you about these ladies.
I was excited about this show.
I see.
I was.
I heard something go boing, yo, 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 and I was like, what in the HR?
And it was not the back of the, it wasn't no door stopper.
Hello?
You know the little door, like, you remember the old door stopper back in the back?
My kids take the door stoppers off and they throw them at each other. But I would love to hear their take on things as well as all that's going on in the media.
Right.
Like, how do you stay friends with someone, but you have to deal with the issues and the stuff that they put out there? Because I've lost a lot of people and fake friends, that be mad at me because they do dumb shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they
be
dumb
mad
shit.
At me because I got to report it.
Right.
But everybody seem to be mad at Dave Chappelle and everybody mad at Will Smith. So once we come back, we're going to have Angela Yee and the Lip Service Crew. We got L'Oreal, Gigi, and Stephanie Santiago with the Little Mo Show right up next.
Hi, this is Joyanne Reed from Read This, Read That.
And Casey James Slango from The Good, The Dad, and The Ugly.
We just launched the brand new OG Podcast Network and wanted to let you know that you can hear ours and other great shows by going to OGPodcastNetwork.com.
And be sure to follow the network on social media to keep up to date with new shows, videos, and live events.
That's at OG Podcasts on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook.
Or you can subscribe to your favorite OG podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. It's the Little Mo Show, and I'm your host, Little Mo.
And I'm your co-host, Skeet Carter, and we're here with our guests. We have everybody from the Lip Service team, right?
Well, almost, minus one, but
okay.
I want to sing my name, too, like Little Mo did.
Go ahead.
I'm Angela Yee.
Oh, no. Well, you know me.
Shoot your shot.
I'm L'Oreal. You know, there we go. That's how
she's a rapper. She's a rapper.
Okay, I'm not going to sing, but I'm Gigi McGuire.
Yeah.
Just try.
She
just
too
a little.
She's
cool.
A poet. She's the spoken word. That's the rapper and it's the singer right
now. What does that mean when they do that?
I don't know.
Is that like the end or
like a
strategy?
Yes, applause.
It's the end. Mean, yes, bitch. Yes, bitch.
It's the cool applause.
It's
the quiet applause.
So if they don't do this, that means they
both. No, bitch. No, bitch.
Or it means you can't snap. Because what if you can't snap?
Hello? What if you ain't got no thumb?
Being there like, man, listen.
It's like prejudice against people without thumbs.
Wait, Angela, you can't snap?
I can't snap.
For real?
You can't snap?
But there's some people that
I can't whistle loud.
I can whistle like this.
Oh, no, I can't whistle.
I can whistle.
Let me see.
Well, now well, like I'm under pressure. Like,
I can't do that. I want to.
I just need to whistle.
Everybody turn around so I can whistle.
All right.
All right, all
right. We're not looking. The whistle song.
Wait, look, I'm peeking.
You can't make me laugh. Right, that's right. Why your face got to be relaxed.
All right.
It's like, never mind.
She can't do it.
Okay. Oh, I thought it was gonna be like the loud and ratchet, just like.
Oh, you want me to do?
You could do that.
Hell
like
no.
My dad could do the ones like this and like this and like. Yeah, you know I mean.
Amazing. Nah, that's lit.
And he's not even really from the hood like that.
For real.
Whistle. I thought the hood people. Can you whistle?
No, I can't whistle.
You say he's from the hood?
No, he's from North Philly, so.
I'm from, I don't mean we whistle.
You like, supposed to know how to do that.
Whistle in North Philly.
We run from the cops.
I'm about to say, all I hear is whistle and what the thing is, y'all be doing, Salt Lake him up.
That's a Muslim. That's a Muslim.
Wait, that's right, everybody though, because if you're from the hood, you should whistle, because you got to be the lookout.
Yeah. And
that's why they whistle.
No. That one, they just yell out. The cops they, coming in. 5-0.
12. No, yeah, 12. Wait a minute. Who said that?
We don't say 12.
Wait a minute. Okay, what
she
talking
from
about
Philly,
the
she know.
What do
no,
they call
it? They say 5-0 in Philly.
Yeah, 5-0.
They say 12. They say 12.
Well, now they say the ops.
She got a passport. When she just start yelling out everywhere they call the cops at,
Gigi be lit. She, like, cause you, I remember when I was on lip service, you said you drive from New York to Philly just to get your hair done. Now, they laid some hair.
That's crazy. Y'all do too much for beauty. Y'all kill me. Y'all look good, though. But no. I think y'all do it for other women. I don't think y'all do it for men, because we don't care what you look
yes,
like.
Yes, y'all do.
No, that's really. No, we don't.
Y'all yes, I do.
Really. We see it like, okay, that's cool.
But y'all men get your hair cut like every week, sometimes twice a week.
He just got a haircut today. I'm so hyped. He must have, he knew y'all was coming.
By the same barber, too, huh? You don't go to a different barber.
I go to the same person.
Exactly. So why you talking about
the same person? Listen, but even when I first moved to, I moved from Philadelphia to Atlanta in 2005. Okay. Until about 20, maybe 2009, I was still flying up to Philly to get my
Wait a minute, you didn't tell
Balling.
Me that.
Yeah,
nobody passed.
I had a companion pass for 1 year.
Got you. No, but them things still be.
But no, I would. That would be my reason. I would base everything else around when I needed to get my hair.
And they
done.
Do hair real good in Atlanta.
I know what
well,
about
you. Before this is before I got on to got you know where to go.
But that's loyalty. You yeah. rarely find that. People be like, well, anybody knows that's somebody. Mm-hmm. Or they'll ask a beautician, like, do you know anybody that's in that area that can make sure you lay me like that? Because as soon as somebody else touch your hair, be done broke off.
Right.
And you
got to
start from scratch. And you got new hair, new me, who is? I ain't with all that.
Men are very loyal to their barbers.
We are.
I think men are more loyal to their barbers.
They're more loyal to their barbers than they are to their girlfriends.
That's a different conversation.
Your barber know more about your life, I'm pretty sure.
I can say I see a lot of women flying into different cities and saying, what the girls had to do the faces and all that. Y'all do let seem like y'all let anybody do your face.
Beat the face.
Beat the face to the guy.
Makeup is different.
Well, I take mine with me because a lot of people don't even be cleaning their brushes.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't play that. That's
watch.
Like,
I need to
hello?
See you clean them.
Yeah,
you be having I saw one girl got her makeup done, had a swollen face because her eyes got infected from the brushes.
See, but did you see the guy that got the swollen head from the, what's
the
called?
Oh,
the
Beijing.
What are you talking about, Jay Will?
He used Beijing.
He was like, he looked like Yo Gotti.
What, did it seep through a hole or something?
I don't know, he had allergic reaction.
He had allergic reaction to whatever it's made with.
His head got real big.
But Beijing's supposed to be natural, no
chemicals.
That's
what I'm saying.
Right? It's a whole ancient Chinese secret.
Did he sue?
I don't know.
I don't think you can. It tells you to test your skin
first.
Yeah, it
does.
You're supposed to do a patch.
Yeah, you are.
Which leads me to, like, everybody, not only does he have sensitive skin, does it seem like everybody in the media is so sensitive? This is a segment we have. It's called That's What I Heard. So it's basically, like, everything that's going on in entertainment. We talk about it. Half of these people will say they are our associates. I call them my coworkers. Because if you're an artist, we are coworkers. Some of us just work on different floors. But it's a lot of people who either do some dumb shit, and we talk about it, then they get mad at me. Because I'm just like, well, don't do the dumb shit, then I ain't got to talk about it.
Right.
And they talk about you, too. When you
all the time. Even if they don't say it out loud or open up a fake page. And I'll be like, wait a minute, I know how you type. That's you. Because, and we also say once it hits the internet, we know it's the truth because the internet
don't lie.
Yeah.
So
a lot of people, a lot of people were real sensitive. Y'all saw what happened with that store, the letter before I and the other letter before N.
Right.
Because we don't give free shout outs unless they cut us a nice check.
I know that's
but
right.
But they put the little boy on there and it said, coolest monkey in the jungle.
Right.
Me being a mom, I honestly don't think I'm going to stop shopping there, or if I do, I'm going with another wig on so you don't know it's me. But they issued an apology, and they said that they didn't mean to, like, they didn't really mean to be racially profiled or whatever, saying because it was a young black boy.
Right.
And I was like, my kids wear monkey stuff, and stop monkeying around. But when other colors or cultures say it, we're immediately sensitive. So right. I'm a comment section connoisseur. I'd be peeking and be like, okay, just to see what people think, and they say it. So some people are like, why are y'all so sensitive? It's not even as serious. Da, 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 da. But with the climate of what's going on in the world today, if we, that same $1.7 billion they said we spent with other people, should we, like, invest it in our own clothing lines? Like, the people that, that Major had, I'm pretty sure he's like, shouldn't we spend money towards that, or should we continue to patronize these places that really don't respect none of us?
Now, if your son was going to do an ad for that store,
yeah,
and he had on that shirt, would you have been like, red flag, he's not doing
it? See, and I wonder if it's a difference, because my son light-skinned it. So he don't think he think he a damn, what we call them?
Poppy, I don't know. I'll be sure. Pretty Ricky type.
He think he's a middle, so he think he get a pass. But honestly, as a mom, this is the part where it says there's no money in the world that would make me compromise what I've grown to know. But
in actuality, really, it's just a sweatshirt.
It's just a sweatshirt.
It is just a sweatshirt.
And it was a nice one.
I think that if that was my child and I was there, I would have felt some type of way about that. I'd have been like, this is probably not the best idea. Yeah. Can we get him a different t-shirt?
Can we get him a different shirt?
This is first shoot. They just called him. You know what? This is your first time. Yeah.
They could have switched it to little boys.
With Alex.
Because what he had? You know, ruler of the jungle.
They could have put Raheem and something else and put that on Alex. They would have been okay.
It just was, you know what? Just was not it wrong very timing? Smart in the jungle.
Yeah, it wasn't, that's what I said.
It's wrong timing. I feel like if this was like 10 years ago, we might not have even really thought about it like that. You know what I mean? But nowadays, like you said, it is very sensitive, and you do got to watch what you say and things that you do nowadays. Yeah. So I think that somebody, the parents at least, should have looked at that and been like, don't y'all think Monkey's a little funny for a little black boy?
Right.
Like,
he did have his, like, his light skin face on. Those eyes was like this.
Because he didn't really want to wear that shirt either.
That's what I'm wondering. Bad.
Look at his eyes. He was like, y'all know I can read.
He was like, you put the lights, he was like this.
He felt the way.
Y'all know I can read.
And then I asked Skeet, I said, you think we should start a GoFundMe for him? Because maybe he should get on the video and start crying. Say, why did they do this to me?
You get what I'm saying?
I'm being bullied.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, should we? Or should we just keep it moving?
Right, no.
But, you know. But,
or is it a double standard?
It's just right now is not the time for anything to be, you know, put upon the black men.
Like, racially insensitive.
Especially kids, too.
And especially to the kids. Like, the young black, the black men of our generation are already getting enough, you know, these days between the police brutality and the racial profiling and everything else. So when these companies do little stuff like that, even though it's something small that maybe we should be like, it's all right. But it's just now with the time.
It's like a jab.
Yeah, it is. It's like exactly, a jab. Exactly what it is.
It's like y'all beat us while we down. Purposely. Like, chill.
Right.
It had to have been a whole bunch of people there. Somebody had to notice that.
It was okayed by so many people.
Right, if the little white boy.
So many yeses to come out. You just don't take pictures.
Because it has to, because even before it makes it to the website, they have to approve the pictures.
You got
to
edit it and everything.
That's what I'm saying.
And they were like, give the black kid the monkey shirt.
I mean,
somebody probably
in the back. Maybe. The black person that said that. Like, put him in it. I think it'll go over well. Or a friend of mine, she had posted, she's a lawyer, and she always thinks so legal. She said, there's always a discussion that happens before they even do the photo shoot.
Right.
So somebody had to choose him.
Yeah, like,
and not only did they was like, someone probably said, hey, we're going to get some backlash. So no press is bad press. Put it out there. We'll break the internet, which they did. Everyone went to the site.
Right. Now
they apologized, but they got that coin first.
I read something like that today online. I forgot what I was looking at. It might have been somebody's comment. But they were saying, like, don't y'all think that these companies are starting to do this on purpose now? Because they know that even bad publicity is going to get them more money.
I want that type of attention, though.
I peaked, too.
I went to the site just to see it. Like, you know what I mean? Right. Just to see if it was still
And when's the last time you went on an H&M site?
Yeah.
I mean, I go to time.
I mean, I shop there.
I mean,
I got a bra on from them right now.
I feel like a lot more to come.
Yeah, I mean, everybody knows the stores. But I'm just like, you know, just at the end of the day, I'm still going to shop there for my kids, because I got three boys, and you get like buy two and get one free, so it balances out. But at the end of the day, I think that they should think smarter and wiser, or whoever's part of that committee that plans it, don't always do things for like a dollar, because sometimes it can cost you in the long run. Right. So now then you got that thing where they try to overcompensate, now they gonna try to make, I'm sorry shirts.
Or now they gonna have Kuta Kinte shirts.
Or maybe in February,
come up with a whole dashiki line.
Then they go too much.
So do you think that we're too sensitive as a whole now? As America, do you think we're too sensitive?
I think people just be fake angry too sometimes. Because
fake angry and fake woke.
I feel like people go so Vegas. Crazy, right. like yeah. on yeah, Instagram people, and Twitter. They do yeah. hashtag and everything, but y'all right. don't
yeah.
do nothing.
Yeah, a lot of people right. sleepwalking. A lot of people yeah. act like they sleepwalking.
Say that.
It
to,
yeah,
it's exactly. annoying to me because like you could be you know having a good day, post something, they'd be like, "Free the slaves in Libya." Like, what did you do?
Yeah,
you put a hashtag up, like you do something. You know, I just feel like people just think putting up a hashtag means they're an activist.
Right.
That's true.
Yeah.
And a lot of people looking for attention, and a lot of people just talking to be funny mm-hmm. or to be right. heard or seen. You know what I mean?
They doing it for the likes. They doing it for the likes.
Yeah,
the
they don't even care nothing about what the topic is. They just want to get the most likes, most right, seen, right. whatever.
And they be hype.
Yeah, that's it.
So, well, I guess since we're talking about sensitivity, you know, some people think that Dave Chappelle crossed the line in his new special
heard,
on
right?
Netflix.
He, with we his, went to he, that.
Yeah,
we
joke.
Did.
We were there.
Did you enjoy it? Well, anyway, he said he grew up gay anyway. And he also talked about
the Kevin Spacey allegations,
okay? So Twitter is mad and his fellow comedians are defending him in his controversial bit. So how do you guys feel about it since you were at the actual show and you've seen it?
Yeah, what was the climate of the audience?
Is it funny? Like, is it?
She actually said something when he said it. Didn't you say, like, I think he might have a little bit of problem behind that joke?
Here's the thing. I think that comedians, if you're really, really funny, you can get away with a lot. Mm-hmm. It just has to make sense. Like, when you tell a joke, it has to be really funny and it has to be clever. You can't just tell a quote-unquote joke that's not funny. So I think Dave Chappelle is intelligent enough that he can say certain things and make you think. And I think it's good. Sometimes when we laugh and it feel awkward, like, should I have laughed at that?
Yeah.
Those be like the funniest things.
That's the funniest
ones. Those are the funniest.
I can't believe I laughed at that. I feel so inappropriate.
I would think some of the funniest stuff is some of the things that really could happen. Mm-hmm. Like, there, I think, like, Chris Rock is funny. Like, I think he said, I don't think he's hilarious, but he says stuff that's true. Be like, oh my God, what made you think of that? Right. And it makes you chuckle because it's like, oh my God, like that's so
true. That's how I be feeling.
That's the kind of comedy I like that makes me think.
The brilliance of it.
How Dave Chappelle is because he said, like with Get Out, he was like, I've been doing this all the time on the Chappelle Show and they've been striking me down for years and saying, oh, that's too racist. But then they do the movie and they get nominated for Golden Globes and stuff. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that's stuff that happens. And so when he talked about racism and stuff amongst, I guess, like, other comedians and things that happened
and
in life.
And trans people, that was a whole big
thing.
It's funny. It's not like he's attacking people. He's bringing awareness to it, bringing light to it, and putting his comedy.
Yeah, doesn't comedy supposed to soothe it? If a song can't soothe it, comedy is that savage beast soother. That's supposed to bring it over, but I don't know if is anybody boycotting them, did they say?
No.
Did people walk out?
I think nobody walked out.
They went to the bar to go get another drink, maybe.
But he was definitely knew that it was going to make people angry. He's very aware that he's going to say this is going to cause controversy. It is what it is. But he also was like, you know, you had to put your phone in the pouch so you couldn't
record it.
Was this the Radio City Hall musical?
Yeah.
Because I went to one of those, but he didn't say it at that one because the one I went to was with Solange was there. So which one?
He didn't do Kevin Spacey because that hadn't happened yet.
Okay,
but he was doing a lot of jokes about.
Dropped these two on
it happened, but we ain't know about it yet.
Right.
They were saying he was out here. And I love Kevin Spacey. And now it's just do you think these punishments are really, since it happened, it's past the statute of limitations, but all the work that he's done up until now, he filmed a movie and as well as, Game of Thrones or House of Cards?
House of Cards.
Because I know Game of Thrones is more back. But House of Cards, like, that's a great show. Now they took it off of Netflix. It's just like, should they take back all his work for something that happened years ago?
I mean, he was thriving all this time, and the thing is that if you kill somebody and then later on in life you get caught 30 years later, you're still going to jail.
You're still a murderer.
So basically, if he did this, some people got away with it, he didn't. You know, and so whatever actions that you did and you have to face the consequences for him in this lifetime, it is what it is. You can't be mad at getting caught for something that you did.
Right. Take his ass off.
You got to just accept your punishment.
I'm okay with that. And I love that show. I mean, I love House of Cards, but take his ass off. Like, he's nasty.
What was that movie he was in? Remember, he liked the little girl in there?
Kaiser Soze?
It's called American
Beauty.
American Beauty.
Oh, my God. And he liked the little girl.
And she was 13 or whatever.
Well, he don't like girls. He liked little boys.
He also was the American Booty.
Remember when he said better? I don't remember that.
I love his movies, and it's just like,
am I allowed to be his fan still because of his indiscretions?
Do you like R. Kelly?
You like Bill Cosby?
Do you like pudding?
Jello.
Out of pocket.
But ain't it crazy that everybody that we grew up looking and liking and just like
Russell Simmons, that's a hard one.
Now that one, do you think that's true?
I mean,
look, I'm gonna take my shoes off.
A lot of this stuff, like people have
right now,
it's
accusations
lives,
and it's
people,
stuff like that.
And it's crazy now because anytime you do an accusation, it goes on the news, it goes in,
that's
in the press,
Donovan
it goes
McNabb,
everywhere.
People lie. Text somebody.
What
I
don't
understand is
that. I'm sorry.
What I don't understand is that these it's all accusations. So what if they're firing people and taking their shows off the air and then they find out that these people are accusing them of lies?
You can tell the people that did something, I resign, I'm
going to step back. Yeah, they always
resign
before they about to get fired.
I'm going to do this, I'm
going to
do that.
But like, what did you say, Matt Lauer? They be going.
Matt Lauer was
they say he had a button under his desk that will
lock you in.
What kind of shit? Who authorized
panic
room? The button under his desk to get put in there. A button under his desk that when chicks was coming there, he would lock them in. Dungeon is
so panicky.
Oh my God.
Me and my anxiety and my stress.
But you know what? So, Mo, when you look back at your career and getting started and everything, are there things that you're like, man, that was actually wrong when somebody did that to me?
Heck yeah. And I'd be like, oh, I should tell. But I'm trying to think how much it would pay. No, but one thing about me is I'm loyal. Because the things I've seen in the past 20 years, baby, I could bury so many people, but I'm just like, you know what? That's how they was raised. One thing about me, and I'm so glad, and I always thank God for that. I'm glad. One thing, I sing, and my mama used to tell me, take your behind home. Once I'm done with my job, what y'all trying to do? If we don't have a designated place, in and out. I don't linger. Right. I don't hang around. You ain't gonna see no shit. It ain't gonna be no residue as if I was even there or existed.
What made you never say anything though? Because a lot of people are saying about these women, how come they never said anything? They never spoke out. It takes a lot of courage.
You know what? No one's ever actually, people will try it, but it's all about your response. People can say whatever they want to you, and it's all how you answer. So when people say stuff like, your lips, girl, you should, don't talk to me like that.
You do got some nice lips, though.
You got some really nice lips, though.
But people will say, they'll shoot their shot.
Right.
And it's all about
we
you.
We can say it, you can't say it.
Yeah, because if you say it, then that means you're
they be dripping. No, they do be dripping, though.
See, when you say it, that's it. Now we got to watch them.
But I would say it a different way. See, y'all say it that way, in purpose.
We about to take you to jail.
You got armor on your lips because they shining. Like,
just listen. People will say crazy things
it's
like they just be like, "Oh, I love you so." Is it?
It's dripping.
No, don't listen.
I wasn't gonna say nothing. No, but people will say something like, "Girl, I love to run my dick across those." And just
whoa,
like,
oh, now that's inappropriate.
That's a butt.
Was that Russell Simmons?
That is
no, I'm joking.
The crazy thing is, people have invited me to their hotel rooms. And I went, but guess what? I didn't go alone.
I know that's
right. I went with other niggas. Won't catch me something. No, won't have me all in the corner trying to run around while you got some panties on top of your head. Because you don't know what type of freak shit these niggas into. Chad, we got so much more to talk about. Let's take a quick break because, baby, not only is Dave Chappelle in the news, I see Mike Tyson got some shit popping, and Twitter slams Will Smith. And we know he's an angel.
Uh-oh.
Oh. More with the Little Mo Show and the Lip Service Crew right after this. Yeah.
It's your boy C. Carter, the co-host of the Little Mo Show podcast, encouraging everybody to pick up a copy of the tell-all book, Taming Little Mo, right now. It's available on Amazon.com.
Baby, when I tell you it's lit, allegedly. Hey, it's the Little Mo Show. I'm your girl, Little Mo.
It's your boy, comedian Skeet Carter, and we are here with the Lip Service team in the
allegedly,
building.
Allegedly, because this might not be them for
real.
Might
not be them. Look like them.
The reason why we're saying allegedly, we were clowning behind the scenes, is because we say allegedly because all of this is speculation until... What is it? Innocent till proven guilty or guilty till proven innocent?
You just don't want to get in trouble saying something and not until proven guilty. I don't even want to call him Skeet because I don't want to get in trouble.
Yeah, that name just sounds like an HR.
I know. We can't
even Skeet, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Don't say it.
That was a great question that before we took a break that Angela had asked you. With Terry Crews' situation where he said he was groped by a high exec in Hollywood.
Right.
And honestly, like, and he was with his wife.
Right.
Yeah.
And she looked like she could fight. Y'all
she was like, it's okay. She said, it's okay, baby. I was proud of you for not doing nothing.
She said that?
Yeah, that's why he said he
so
ain't.
So he said it wouldn't look good. A big black man choking up you know.
But if you grab
my
work. You
grab my balls, we thump it. Yeah, you like grab we rumbling my, right then and there. And I guess maybe me and my husband are still on that ratchet. That's why we ain't totally Hollywood yet. I don't get it. Like, where's the part where somebody crossed that line of disrespect? Like, somebody disrespected me yesterday and she tried to, you know, somebody tried to sneak disrespect and then try to throw the rock and hide your hair face. And I said, bitch, my family is here. You didn't do that before they got here. You know, we out before right. I tear this whole place up. That's what I do. I tear places right. up. I've tore gas stations up.
Gas stations.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Because it wasn't me. But that's sometimes I get in my feelings because I don't play that. But
no, I never had an incident where, you know.
Oh, it's coming, pause. It's coming.
Allegedly.
Because they said in order to make it,
yeah.
you have to be able
yeah,
to take it.
Yeah, your name is Skeet. That's like a...
They probably... And they're going to be rubbing all on your yeah. arm. Mm-hmm.
You are, what, you talking about? See, look, now...
You see why they call you Skeet.
Yeah.
It's an inviting
they
name. They're
going to say something crazy.
Never happened to me. I mean, I'm not going to say it never will, but I think I would try to handle myself in a way... You know, I'm going to let you know, like, I don't roll like that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Hopefully, you know, we still could work together. But, you know, you ain't going to grab on me or touch me in places that
like,
ain't supposed
to be touched.
What
makes somebody just think that they're allowed to do cool. that?
Gaydar.
Really?
And power. People
that's
in power.
What that's what it is.
People in power think they can,
they think they can
do certain
anything.
Things. You know what I'm saying?
Allegedly.
So, because they probably allegedly. Haven't done it before, got right. away with it. And, yep. and like, they know you're not going to really say anything because I'll get you blackballed from. And,
right.
Yeah. It's your word against theirs.
Ain't that crazy? They can violate you, but try to get you blackballed.
For violating.
And a lot of people say what they would do. Like, if that was me, I would have did this, but you don't really know what you would do until it happens to you.
Or have you ever had a situation happen, you be like, damn, like, that shit really just went down, and I should have did this.
Right.
I mean, only thing I usually, like, you know how you fight somebody, and you lose, and you're like,
if
I would have ducked right there and came up, I would have, you know what I mean? I had that, but you ain't going to grab my work, and then I'm going to go home and be like, you know
and
what?
And they say he looked at his eyes.
In his eyes and laughed and smiled at
and licked it. Like, that's just so perverse. Like, that makes me so mad. Me, if I was his wife, like, we would have been, I'm sorry, like, we'd have been. Because
that's your
right
word.
There.
That man grabbed your man, which is your.
Yeah.
That belong to you.
That belong to you. Now you home, and they don't even feel the same no
but
more.
But you know what's crazy? Is because I'm real cool with Cat Williams, and he said, one thing about him is. He went through all that. He said they would just sniff coke in front of him, do all this stuff. He'd be like, nigga, I can see you. And I said, ain't that crazy? I spoke to him last week on FaceTime. I said, ain't that crazy? Everybody threw you under the bus, but now everybody wanted to bring you from under the bus because you wasn't never lying, and they said you was crazy, and they ain't never found out one piece of medication. Now, he is a little thrown off. Mm-hmm. That's how we
yeah,
all
yeah, I was wondering when he was going to get to that part.
No, he is
he's
a little off.
But I've never heard him tell a lie. And that's the crazy part. I'm just like, why don't you start? He'll say names, too. But then you got
to
go through.
And then you see how Corey Feldman used to tell all those things about how, like, in Hollywood, for these young boys, they would have parties. Like, all the stuff he was saying, and nobody believed him. And he really got kind of blackballed.
Yeah, that's how it happens.
He wrote the book about it. But then how he said how his parents, some of the parents allowed it. They dropped them off knowing you're dropping your child off into a
selling their kids.
A pedophile.
Kris Jenner. Right. You get what I'm saying? They're selling their kids.
Allegedly.
Oh, they're getting the check, though. Speaking
of
which, it says Twitter has slammed Will Smith for allegedly putting actors in brownface. So this is why everybody's all mad. The decision makers behind the live action recreation of Aladdin, because everybody's recreating everything. Well, I think they should leave some stuff as is and come out with new shit.
Everything.
They're receiving some heavy backlash after they admitted to browning up some of the white extras. Okay, the film, which features Will Smith as the genie, y'all remember Aladdin?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With the little pretty girl in the ball in the thing. The film he's the genie, and it's being filmed 30 miles outside of London. Has a diverse population, overwhelmingly Asian. Disney is claiming that it was forced to bring in white actors to fill smaller roles. However, according to the Sunday Times, the studio is claiming that 400 of the 500 background performers were African or Asian descent. So they basically saying, somebody lied. Y'all could have gave black people that part,
absolutely.
But y'all painted some Anglo-Saxons to look black, and now everybody's mad.
Instead so do you think hiring some black people?
Allegedly.
Yeah.
So, but you know they had to use Will Smith's name in it. Why
I
they
was
mad at
just
him?
Going to say that.
But why they mad at Will? What
so
he
why
did?
They mad at Will?
I don't know.
They were mad just about the genie. Right, also.
Listen, all he trying to do was grant some wishes. You know, he ain't nobody black.
I wish I was brown.
Well, they could have granted some black people some
but
wishes.
But is he the casting director?
No,
did
he's not.
He choose these
exactly.
white actors?
It's a process.
Did he
show the black
did he put the makeup on? Right.
No.
Did he put the Fenty?
Did he buy the I guess they probably want him to be like, hey, hold on.
They want him to be the spokesperson for the whole
power here. He's in his trailer. He didn't even see those extras.
He thought they was black.
Because they said when a lot of people get in the character,
good.
They don't even be like, oh, I thought you was one of us. I was about to ask you for some chicken and some watermelon.
Right.
But what, like, I'm just like bugging off
I can
off
see
the
him now. What's up, my brother? No, me not brother. We blackface.
I mean, it's disappointing, though, because it would be nice if, you know,
some somebody got their role.
You can use some brown faces.
Right.
But so now is everybody going to go watch it and be like, oh, they're not really a black person. That's really one of the people they painted. Now we're going
to...
Are we
supposed... They're going
to
try to pick
them out. It didn't say whether we were supposed to protest or what we're supposed to do. Any suggestions? Should we boycott? Should we protest? Like, and who is in charge of all of the, like, the protests? Because I think we...
Who's in charge?
Like, because right. I think that's Trump, that he's not over it, right?
Here's my whole thing. If you're saying, should we boycott, should we protest? Probably not. Because if you felt that strongly about it,
you would
say, I'm boycotting, I'm protesting.
Right.
But we're going to go see it and see if we see the little white people painting brown. We're going to
try
to
see if we can tell if they black. We just said
about
face.
The press. No press is bad press. Yeah. You know,
it might not even be true.
It's drawing attention, right?
That's what I'm saying.
So you're going to watch it anyway. Looking like...
Hell of a PR.
His face is beat. He ain't black.
Because there's a lot of brown his people face is in London. His face in London, right?
Yeah,
there's a lot of brown
30
people
30 miles outside, so they might
right. They could find brown people in 30 miles. There's a lot of Jamaicans out there in London.
That's what I'm going to say. There is. It's a heavy,
Jamaican population.
They can
find some. I'm sure they can find some.
I'm pretty sure this is not Will Smith's fault at
the
end of that.
The genie
so
didn't
we
do
should
it.
Just,
we're
going to
use his name
because
it generates more press.
Yeah.
The genie didn't do it.
Well, baby, let me tell you this.
Oh, shit. That's my song.
A new
living as important of you.
That's right. I was like, yo, what was the song that was on there? Because it was lit.
A wind to go.
So who playing the girl? Who playing Jasmine?
Princess Jasmine.
Now they're going to be mad about that because they're going to be like, well, it's probably Zendaya or it's probably like somebody young, and then they're going to have, oh, they should have had Yara Shahidi playing Let's Boycott, or they should have had Willow. It's always going to be
wait,
something.
What is Aladdin anyway? What is he?
He's a genie.
I think he's like Arabian. He's
no,
Arabian.
Aladdin is not the genie. He's a genie.
I think he's Arabian.
Who's going to play the monkey?
That little boy out
there. Oh, it better not be nobody black.
It better not be the boy out the ass.
It's going to be Abu.
They're going to call him
better not be a black monkey.
You know what I mean? Because they need the publicity.
So wait, so what is Aladdin? We just saw that.
Wait, so he's Arabian
no,
genie.
No, the genie is the genie.
What did he do?
Genie is the genie. Aladdin
was the little homeless peasant.
Genie's name is Genie. Aladdin.
He was a homeless peasant living in the streets and he was like a little con artist to make money.
Oh, this is racist. That's racist. That's not like he's from
fame. And he fell in love with the princess, but
Jasmine.
Okay.
But he wasn't rich enough to get her.
Right.
And then he found the genie and the genie granted all his wishes and had him flying on carpet and pulling up water like
she got seven kids. She watched this movie a lot.
Come with me.
Hold on, that movie came out when I was young enough to watch it still.
But then I need to go see it again. I didn't even know he was
old. That's a good movie.
Sad. I didn't know that he ain't have no money.
But he was jigging though.
Somebody
was blue. He had no money, but he was jigging.
They got a dirty ass uncle named Jafar.
But what did the monkey do?
He just
that was his homie.
That was Abu. He just was there. And Iago. We don't went down memory.
I always thought he was the prince.
He became a prince.
Became prince.
But the genie made him the prince.
We need to reread the plot. And the
Now there's like two Aladdins. It might be, it's three. It's three
they
Aladdins.
Came out
with
you
know, the 42 like the, thieves or one of them was.
It's too much.
I know all of that.
So it's all these niggas and one chick?
Yeah,
it's one chick, Jasmine. She was bad, though.
She was.
Yeah, she was mad pretty. She had the long
hair. She had the big.
So wait, she was messing with all three genies?
That's what I'm trying to say.
What are you talking about?
What genie? Was she a thotty?
Genie is Aladdin's homeboy.
She is homeboy.
Genie is Aladdin's homeboy.
So she told Jasmine was a thot. It was like three genies. That's like somebody change up a story.
Jasmine fucked one nigga. It was a three.
Because I'm trying to figure out, I'm like, is that bitch pregnant? Was the monkey supposed to be that baby?
Nah, Jafar did try to snatch it up.
Yeah,
Jafar did try to snatch it. He tried to
like
bag
some Philly shit.
Yeah.
I'm like so glad that y'all came and joined me today because y'all are really a fun bunch. And I'll tell you what I was telling everyone. I was like, what I love about lip service is y'all are, it's three of y'all here today, but it's four women, strong women that have broken down all the stereotypes and everything that's supposed to be, oh, men can do that. Oh, they get away when it's a double standard. Like, y'all broke that fucking mold. And I love, and y'all all like baddies, like bad, like y'all look good. Cause it's always when people be trying to talk heavy or try to, you be like, bitch, you don't even look like nothing. Like y'all all look like something. Y'all all got, y'all popping.
You know, the whole point of the show for lip service is it is supposed to be empowering for women.
Gotcha.
And so it's not just like us just talk. We talk about sex, but somebody,
and I love it because that's
somebody tweeted us the other day. She was like, yo, this is my show. And there's stuff that y'all talk about that I think about, but I don't have no friends to talk about that with. And she's like, I just be listening and agreeing. It's people I don't even know, but they appreciate it because they learn a lot. Mm-hmm. Sometimes people are scared. Like women don't want to talk to their friends about certain things that they don't have somebody to talk to.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's just really educational. And it also gets rid of that taboo that taught as women, we're not supposed to be sexual beings. Yes.
Right. Let me tell you, they told me, they was like, Mo, do you sing to the dick? And I was like,
did you do it yet? Because we gave you homework.
I did.
You did? Yeah. How did it work out?
You a snake charmer.
Yeah. But I was like, I never thought about it that before because I'm just like, like a snake charmer. Because I never thought about it like that before. But I love how y'all just like, what anybody thinks, y'all say, and y'all get the definitive answers. And I'm so glad Lip Service is going live, right?
Yes. February 13th, we're going to be live at Highline Ballroom.
Okay, so. I got to say.
Our first show was sold out. We had another show.
This is the second one.
This is our second
one. So the same day? Mm-hmm. So which show?
No. We did it in November.
Okay.
Yeah. And now this is our second time doing a live show.
So is this a Valentine's?
It's the day before.
You know, I added the M on that joke.
Valentine's. So if you don't have a Valentine, this is perfect because I'm sure you'll meet. There's a lot of women there. So for the guys, there's a lot of women.
And they're having
a good time.
Too.
Yes, oh, yeah.
So ain't no excuse.
And it gets hot and heavy. And then, the next day, if you got a boo, you can spend the next day with your man, but come out with your girls the day before.
That's a nice gift to get. Pre-Valentine, go hang out with the Lip Service crew.
And you guys will be there with us, right?
Yeah, I'm coming. I'm pulling up. I already got the day saved. I was like, oh, yeah. I'm gonna be there. What can everyone expect, or is it a secret? Is it a surprise? Because one thing I love about
how much can we
y'all
really
don't
talk?
Do no briefing. Y'all be like, yo, all right, so today.
I love that.
It's the Little Mo Show.
Because you know what? It's best when it flows natural.
Right.
How did y'all get that chemistry? Because we're fairly new to the podcast game, but. Y'all, like, we look up to y'all, so
we enjoyed
like,
it. No, this is what? Great. We had a Thank good time. You. Yeah. By the way, their shit is way more official than ours. You're coming on, we got a whole lot of room.
We in the project.
It's like, we was eating sandwiches. We had snacks.
We gave most of Simply Lemonade and ice.
Like, it makes you feel at home. And that's what I love. I love feeling, because I've been to plenty of interviews that have been in these luxurious studios, and they'd be like, I'm ready to go.
Right.
So, we wouldn't mind having a luxurious studio, though. I just want to put it out there. Right. But I know that I think we all are friends in real life, so that's part of it.
Yeah.
Like, we've known each other before we did the podcast.
Okay.
So in a way, it's kind of the conversations that we have anyway that are hilarious. And then when we bring you in, we're not trying to, like, go at you. We're not trying to play nobody. We're not trying to start no beef.
That's what I love,
We're just trying to have a good time and have real conversations so that people listening can learn and so that we can learn about you.
Right.
I know people were excited to hear about, like, y'all talking about childbirth.
Yeah.
You know, people were like, oh my God, I'm about to have my first baby. And y'all answered a lot of questions. That was so exciting. Sometimes people disagree. Oh, I wish I could tell my side of the story because I ain't agree with y'all said about this, but it's still respectful.
Right.
You know, and it's never like, no, it's a no judgment zone.
Absolutely.
You know? That's what I love too.
We had one person who came on there and sucked like 4 dicks that day. And we like, okay.
Wait a minute, girl.
Yep. And was going to go do something else after she left.
Did she get paid for it? She was just like, I'm just in a dick-sucking mood. It's Tuesday. I'm lit.
I think she was just in the mood.
I think she was, too.
Yeah. Wait, so she just busted out and told her, did she burp? And somebody said, I smell some dick.
Now like, she went to go kiss somebody on the cheek, and they was like, oh, no, I'm joking. That didn't happen.
I smelled
it. That didn't happen.
What time is this live show start?
No, the live show is going to be so super lit. It's definitely a good time.
Right. And it's a lot of audience participation.
Definitely.
Gigi taught a girl how to twerk in the audience last time.
No, I didn't teach her how to twerk.
What was you doing?
I gave her a tutorial on what she needs to do to have an orgasm.
When she's riding the dick.
Sorry. Yeah, she was saying that's how she don't know how to have an orgasm. And I
thought that was honestly
maybe you should try to ride it this way. And, you know, I kind of did like a whole visual.
So do you consider yourself a sex expert?
No.
As a matter of fact, yes.
Okay.
She does.
Yes. We claim the titles in 2018.
I'll take a sex expert title.
Yeah, she killed somebody in the bedroom before.
Well,
like,
she sure did.
She like died?
Yeah, died.
Wait, do you have a pending case? No, dead. For real. Deceased. Yeah. Like a funeral. Over. All black.
He
flower
died.
Bringing, flower singing.
She's killing like, no, niggas?
No way.
Nah. That nigga dead.
Like,
is she laughing?
Like, he don't live no
heart
more.
Attack?
You know Law and Order gonna do
it. She had a heart attack while he was having sex.
Really?
And he died?
She's a murderer. She got a body.
That
or two of them.
That's special victims unit.
Oh, no.
Allegedly.
Oh, my God.
Allegedly.
Damn, that's crazy.
Oh, my God.
He did eventually pass away of a heart attack, but he didn't die that night.
He didn't die
in the bed with me.
He ended up in the hospital after.
But he was in ICU for 7 days, regular hospital. He was in total of 12 days in the hospital after that night. And while we were in the hospital, I think it was his third day into 7 days in ICU. And then his third day
3 out of 5 days in just like regular hospital. He was trying to have sex again.
What?
And before he left. I don't remember that time.
So he tried that. He wanted some more, and I'm like, "This is how you ended up in here?" And he like, "I don't care. I just need it." So you know, I tried to give him a little bit of what he needed, but then
he had the
heart monitor thing still on his chest. So you know, when you're about to have an orgasm, your heart rate goes up.
Yes.
So the nurse came in. It was just a whole big thing.
She was trying to kill him. I ain't know this part.
This is such a Lifetime movie.
Oh my
God.
May he rest in peace. We talk about him a lot on the show. But yeah,
he loved that pussy to death.
He died.
Did he have a policy? Because you should have been like, you should be the beneficiary.
Yeah, no, it's because she killed him.
He went out with a bang.
He was a street nigga from Southwest. You know him. But yeah.
Wow. Ain't that something? That's crazy.
That was karma.
That was cardiac arrest karma.
Yeah.
He died. Give everyone your social media just in case anybody wanted to die.
Nobody's following her after that.
I let little Mo expand herself.
Because I'm like, yeah, I thought she was like, no, he's an awesome.
Yo, he's like, got my name. Got my name. So you killing niggas.
I would like to die.
Anybody want to die today?
Want to
play a game? No! Well, may you rest in peace.
I know somebody called, like, so how was it? Bitch, I killed him.
I killed that nigga. Yo!
I'm going to kill this pussy.
That.
No, you not.
Hello?
Pussy going to kill you.
Hello?
We definitely got to get y'all social medias. Y'all, everybody give y'all name and where people can follow y'all. And, you know, look, tell them.
I'm Gigi McGuire. My Instagram is at GigiMaguire.
Or at Killer Pussy.
Same thing on Twitter.
Murdova.
And on Snapchat is GIGI.MAGIRUE.
And mine, me, I'm L'Oreal. Starring L'Oreal, everything. L-O-R-E-L. I hope you know how to spell starring, please.
Okay. Hello?
Some people put staring, girl. And I'll be really like, they be like, I added you. I was like, that's a staring L'Oreal.
Add another account.
She's a creep.
At Angela Yee.
All right.
And lip service. What's our lip service?
The lip service. Instagram, social media, website.
AY Lip Service.
There we go. Mm-hmm.
There you go.
But check Instagram, us out on Tidal, Apple Music.
SoundCloud.
Anything.
Spotify. Every week.
Every week.
Yep,
every
is Friday. It Monday like at 10?
Every Friday we out. We've been doing good, too.
It's hard for you guys all to get together and make it happen. Y'all cancel a lot of stuff.
No, we're pretty professional.
Yeah. Y'all get it?
I'll be having a live at the time.
Okay. Yeah, because usually I'm late. Mm. Okay.
I'll be having a live, but like, girl, it started too late.
You coming from Philly?
I'll be coming from Philly right here.
That was like me. I was like, we pulling up, but we was parking. And I didn't realize. I was like, why is everybody out here? But y'all told me that bull that's in front of the studio, people go there to rub the balls for good luck. They call Ball Street.
No, Wall Street.
Financial bull.
Man, we should change it to Ball Street.
Head up in the butt and
I saw that when we was walking out. I was like, what in the balls?
Yeah.
But allegedly, thank you so much to the lip service crew joining us today. Thank you so much because without you, there would be no us. Oh, man, to the whole Cumulus family, to everyone that, you know, that has their hand into the Next Level Publishing family, and to my kids and my husband that let me come in and work because we got bills, you feel me? Ski, who you want to thank?
I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Thank the lovely ladies for coming through. Everybody in the audience, man, y'all got to clap. Everybody in the audience.
We got audience. I said we got guest assists.
Yes, we do.
We got guest
assists. And if you can follow me at Comedian Ski Carter on Instagram or go to SkiCarter.com.
I'm at the Little Mo Show.
Little Mo Show. And we are at the Little Mo Show. Thank you guys for tuning in. We appreciate it, man. We'll catch you next time at the Little Mo Show.
And the OG Podcast Network, because you know what I'm saying? It's the OG, baby. Hey, we out.